This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
I'd like to ramp up very swiftly.
Let's talk about the federal level, because I know you're coordinating with them. Congress changed some of the rules for FEMA post-Katrina, and part of that is that they were much more able to deploy personnel and equipment in place in San Antonio, in the Texas region, before the storm hit. Has that made a difference, sir?
It has made a difference. I got to tell you, I give FEMA a grade of A plus, all the way from the president down. I've spoken to the president several times, to his cabinet members, such as Secretary of Homeland Security, such as the administrator of FEMA, such as Tom Price, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and so all across the board, from the White House to the federal administration to FEMA, they've been very helpful. We were able to see this storm coming a week or more in advance and get a lot of pre-positioning taken care of, whether it be the federal assets or the state assets or the local assets. So when it comes to preparation, we've never been more prepared for a storm than we have been this time.
What can you
Governor Abbott right there commenting on FEMA, what's going on, and on the heels of this stuff, because we get the, you know, Katrina comparison. They've been bringing up Michael Brown's name, as you may recall, who was head of FEMA during the George W. Bush administration, and ended up taking a lot of heat, and I might even say to a degree a bit unfair. I mean, his credibility was taken to task, and so much so that even now, as he offers some insight because of what he experienced with Hurricane Katrina back in September of 2005, people look at him as being somewhat totally incompetent. I mean, here is a guy who wanted to serve the country. He was appointed by George W. Bush to take over. In fact, if you remember, at one point, the president said, "Hey, you're doing a great job." But, it was just a massive, incredible, perfect storm that I believe that, that he was a bit unfairly tainted with. And I think he's got some exceptional insight because of his experience. And in fact, he is saying that in looking at what's going on right now, he's a bit critical and throwing out the warning flag, saying we haven't learned anything from Katrina. Well, that might be a bit extreme in one of those kind of Donald Trump headlines, because I think we have learned a lot. I think that there were some things that, unfairly, like I said, that fell on his desk and on his shoulders. And of course, he was, summarily dismissed in short order after Katrina, because he became the proverbial scapegoat. But, as they reported, as Chris Wallace just reported, Congress did some things and learned from it and said, okay, hey, we're going to, we're going to take the handcuffs off of FEMA and let him be a little bit more responsive here. So I think that, would indicate some changes there. But, of course, this is the problem with anything that speaks of the government. It can be a bit cumbersome. But, it seems at this point that they're doing a good job. The governor says he gives FEMA an A+. So they've been in touch, very proactive. And, of course, Scott, this is driving the mainstream media nuts, because they would just love nothing better than Donald Trump to mess up on this some way. And, of course, he's set to go to the area on Tuesday. If you remember, in Katrina, George W. Bush was made fun of because, they showed footage of him flying over. And, they took exception with that. But it's like, okay, well, what do you want to do? Do you want the president down there at the ground level, distracting from, first responders, and especially in that kind of situation? It was such a mess. But we'll see how Donald Trump handles this. But the mainstream media, they would love nothing better than to be able to you know, catch Donald Trump in some sort of mistake or, you know, some faux pas there, that they could just, you know, have a heyday on him because, you know, they just miss him. They miss taking shots at him, but they'll, you know, they'll find something else because they've got plenty of bullets and they're not out of ammunition yet. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's coming at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up right after this.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused 2 breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, ground meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One Rule Away. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Thank you for joining us. Let me give you an update on what's going on as a result of Hurricane Harvey. You can expect rising gas prices, is what AAA is saying. The gasoline market opened with a bang Sunday night. The price on the New York, the NYMEX, surged 7% overnight trading, signaling upward momentum that is likely to carry over to prices at the pump. Hurricane Harvey hit a major supply line for gasoline in Florida and along the eastern seaboard. This is according to Mark Jenkins, a spokesman for AAA. The Auto Club Group, multiple refineries and drilling rigs have been evacuated ahead of the storm, and the Houston ship channel was closed. There remains a lot of uncertainty in the market, as you can imagine, uncertainty of the extent of the damages and how long before operations are fully restored. Motors should expect higher prices this week. It's still early to know how much price rise could be, but a minimum of 10 to 30 cents would not be a surprise. So ready or not, Hurricane Harvey is definitely having that kind of effect on our gas prices. And of course, we continue to pray for those in Texas and what they're dealing with. I mean, this is absolutely, absolutely incredible. And as you heard in our report from Mercy Chefs as well, Gary LeBlanc, and we appreciate him joining us and giving us an update and all the good work they're doing. And don't forget to go to their website if it's in your heart and donate, please. Help them out as they're working on behalf of, you know, all of us that support them, doing great work there. And serving the first responders and those emergency personnel. And also, as he said later on, they're going to actually start serving, you know, prepared hot meals there, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for, you know, the victims that are caught up in all this. Stacey Washington joins us now, a member of the National Advisory Council. Actually, she's co-chair of Project 21 Black Leadership, a local radio host in St. Louis, Missouri. As always, Stacey, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, like you, my heart is heavy for, you know, we see these pictures there in Texas of what people have been subjected to, this storm, Category 4, you know, Hurricane Harvey, and now it's just sitting there, which is what the model said would happen. And, of course, we're not even talking yet about the next step, the next phase of it, that will take it back into the Gulf, potentially, you know, gaining some more momentum and doing additional damage to the East Texas area and potentially into Louisiana.
Yeah, it's a very rough situation. We are praying for the people in Texas and Houston. I was actually, last night over dinner, we were discussing as a family that we went to Galveston, Texas this spring break this year for 2017.
Uh-huh.
We went there because we booked tickets to New York City. We were going to go there for 5 days and just, you know, try to go to New York.
Uh-huh.
And they scheduled a blizzard.
Oh.
And I say scheduled.
Because what are they thinking?
It was just a regular snowstorm, Bill. It wasn't
right.
A blizzard at all.
Yeah.
We pulled our trip to New York and went to Galveston instead.
Mm.
Toward the Oceania. They have the beautiful oil rig that is moored to the actual coast there. And you can take a tour and learn all about the ways that oil and natural gas and the industry helps Americans. There's actual oil in everything that you use, your phones, a lot of the natural countertops, you name it, things that you think, oh, this has nothing to do with the oil industry. Actually, it comes from the oil industry. So we were just sitting and discussing how we were just there. We stayed in this cute little cottage about 2 blocks from the beach, and we ate at every restaurant on the strip that we could, and all of that is now underwater.
Yeah, exactly.
It's such a stark thing to think about.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, here it is. I was just thinking, you know, one of the last people to go and experience that and have that in memory. And, of course, by contrast, now, as you say, all underwater. And this is going to be a multiple-year project to get them out of this. And for some of those restaurants and buildings to come back, right?
Yes. One of the things that we also were talking about was just, you know, so when this happened during Hurricane Katrina, it was underwater and it was underground, and things there still haven't returned 100% to normal, and that was over a decade ago.
So exactly.
We're looking at a very long, slow walk back from this for the residents and business owners and property owners and anyone who lives there. And judging from the pictures as you were just describing, this is nowhere near over because the water hasn't gone anywhere. It's just sitting. And there's so many people that I'm connected with on social media who live in Texas. It's pretty amazing how many people are posting either that they're safe or that they're not at home and posting pictures of their houses underwater. This is what it looked like when we left. And then a few people who are posting that they're still there, moving their valuables to the second floor, and I'm thinking, what are you still doing there?
Exactly. You know, I saw a picture last night that was absolutely heartbreaking. This was a retirement home. I think there were about a dozen people there that were just, they were stuck, and there was water up to their hips. They're in wheelchairs just there in this facility. And what's going on? You know, how do we get them out of there? And I know the first responders, I mean, they had people from all over the country, Utah, different, you know, Illinois, I mean, that had come in to help out. I mean, this is what we do. This is what Americans do. We all come together. We help one another, and they're doing that. But, you know, to see the footage of these elderly people there in these wheelchairs, and they're just, I mean, it was amazing, Stacey. I mean, they're like, you know, calm. I mean, they weren't freaking out. I'm freaking out. They're there, and they're just like as if they're in a jacuzzi or something. And it's like, no, this is water from the storm. And, you know, to your point, something like 50 inches over a couple of days, which is what they would normally get an entire year. So no wonder the water devastation and the flooding that's taking place there.
Yeah, and for that photo, it was shared so many times on Facebook, and finally someone shared an image, you know, that the news was reporting that those people had been taken care of, they'd been rescued.
Yeah.
But, you know, the power of social media. But I'm noticing a distinctly interesting tilt from mainstream media, which is they seem unhappy that people are helping each other regardless of race. Just, you know, if you have a boat, if you have a pontoon, show up. They also seem unhappy with the fact that, yet again, these Democrat mayors always recommend that people stay in place. Governor Abbott said you should leave. He said
in Houston. He told everybody get out of there. Exactly, right.
Yeah. And the people who stayed, my gosh, I'm one of those people who believes in being prepared. You go to the FEMA website, they say a minimum of 3 days and an emergency backpack. You know, 30 days is the smart solution. 90 days if you're really committed to taking care of your family. But in these kinds of situations, it's not about being prepared. It's not about having extra food at home. It's about getting out because the water is a force that you can't deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe that these mayors constantly give this horrible advice, and they're never held accountable. I believe the mayor of Houston should be held accountable for the people who took his advice and stayed against the advice of the governor of the state and are now physically devastated. People, you know, obviously we've had some casualties. They don't have numbers right now. And then there's just the fact that it's extra people who have to be rescued.
Well, Stacey, we got to leave it there for just a second. We'll be right back. More from Stacey Washington after this. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, turn it up. Let's hear from you. Get involved in the conversation, okay? This is the land of free speech, though there's pushback. It's kind of been the spirit of invalidation that's been, covering our culture right now. And we got to take a stand against that. This is the big issue. You need to have a platform. You need to be heard. You need to exercise your voice. Do not be intimidated, all right? We can speak truth and love. And forward the conversation so that we can come to some solutions to these major problems they're dealing with in this country. This is why we like Stacey Washington so much. She's a member, co-chair of the Project 21 Black Leadership, a local radio host in St. Louis, Missouri, also Emmy-nominated TV personality, popular public speaker after 2 years at Tennessee State University. Stacey enlisted in the U.S. Air Force. She served as a weapons system analyst, was part of the Eglin Air Force Base Honor Guard, a fourth-generation decorated military veteran, served a tour of duty in Saudi Arabia while supporting Operation Desert Shield. I'd like to get in a little bit deeper, Stacey, to your background, because you have served your country, you have served the people here so well, and sometimes we're so quick to, get into the conversation that, I want people to, be proud of you, and we appreciate you, coming on the show here and giving us your insight.
Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate that. It's always nice to come on and talk to you about these important issues, mm-hmm. and especially the things going on in Texas. I would love to see the water kind of recede and go away. We've got to be praying for that so that we can we have to donate. And some people are actually talking about flying down there to help. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of systems are set up, but I think we're going to see a lot of people doing wonderful things and to help the people of Texas and Houston and that whole area.
We were just talking with Gary LeBlanc earlier from Mercy Chefs, and he's got two teams down there that are serving hot meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner to the first responders. They're now going to be going into the and dealing, helping the local people there so that they have hot meals and good food available to them. And, again, I would recommend that if it's on your heart, by all means, do participate and go to mercychefs.com. That is their website. And donate. We're donating, so go to mercychefs.com, doing some great work. But, Stace, to your point, this is the way America rolls. I mean, we all come together, and there's a lot of people already, coming into the area, doing what they can. The first responders are doing what first responders do from all over the country to help out and lend hand to this massive job that is there, because the local people are being subjected to what they're having to deal with in terms of this natural force of Hurricane Harvey is just incomprehensible. Unless you've been there and you've gone through it, this is absolutely devastating. But to their credit, this is what Texans. Texans are bad people. they're going to hang in there. Yes, it's tough, and they take a big hit, but they're going to come back because that's just the way they roll.
It is, and I'm interested to see the characterization now that it's Monday and everyone's had a chance to really take a look at the footage mm-hmm. of what was going on in Berkeley last night. Mm-hmm. Berkeley, California, lit up again by Antifa protesters, and then you have down in the South in what people call the last free state, Texas.
Yes.
You have black people helping white people helping black people with no regard for race, no sign, blacks, get help here, whites get help here.
Right, exactly.
Black Confederate statues get help over here,
right.
It's just, hey, let me, are you on the roof of your house?
Yeah.
I've got a boat. And they're actually putting out calls on social media. Are you near Houston? Do you have a boat?
Right.
Can you come out and help us rescue people? Our police and first responders need help. And the images coming back of the first responders, one which has gone viral that I saw wee hours of the morning this morning, a police officer, he's actually still out on duty in his uniform. He's on the ground leaning up against one of the carts that they have their equipment on, and he's sleeping after pulling a 14-hour shift. So he basically just sat down and fell asleep right on the job, and he's not going home. But when he wakes up, he's going to get right back out there. And another story of a woman, the news walks up to her, and they say, how old is your baby? Or it's like a small child, a toddler, a little girl. How old is she? Blah, blah, blah. And she says, this isn't my child. That family there has a lot of children. And I saw this little girl shivering and her mom and dad's arms are full. So I decided to pick her up and wrap her in a blanket and keep her warm for them because they don't have the arms to take care of her. It's things like that. You know, that's America. That's who we really are. And I know for you, Bill, and, you know, for me, and for people who listen to a lot of talk radio, we're so close to the action and we're so much at the very tip of the spear. But the remainder of America, the bulk of America, is very much not listening to news all day, every day, and much more into doing the kinds of things we're seeing, these heroic type efforts, people cooking meals for each other, checking on each other when the weather is bad, you know, working, volunteering, going to church, going to, you know, temple and synagogue, and just doing American things, doing
those good value things. And as you say, not about black and white, nothing. It's just, hey, we're all humans. We're on this journey of life together, and we're helping out. And I've seen the pictures as well. It is heartwarming. And that's why, you know, I mentioned to you, it's kind of like this subdivide, this racial subdivide. And by that, I meant that, Yeah, you're going to still have people that, you know, they're still on track to, you know, be upset and do whatever they want to do. But in the middle, you know, the preponderance of people are just saying, hey, we're human beings, you know, and you need a hug. Let me hug you. You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, there was an incredible picture the other day that I saw of a Black Lives Matter woman. And there was a supposedly a white supremacist, and he was just hugging her. And you know, the mainstream media is like freaking out. They just can't handle this stuff. You know, like, hey, look, we may have our difference, but let's sit down. Let's talk about it. And, you know, so some of these things out of these tragedies, Stace, I'm encouraged to hope that maybe, you know, maybe we can get a little bit further down the road, heal this racial divide, and go about doing some great things that are going to get people back to work, support one another, and do what's in our very heart to do, you know, and get out of this stuff and quit being affected by all these rabble-rousers and people that are really not interested in the America that you and I, you know, defended and believe in.
Yeah, I mean, knowing that is what we're supposed to keep in mind when we're having these difficult discussions about things that really matter to us. And I don't know, Bill, I feel like we've gotten really, really, like some huge distance we've put between the common sense discussions we used to have. Mm-hmm. And then after we would discuss politics, we would go back to, okay, well, you know, see you at school later, picking up the kids. You know what I mean?
It's like,
that person goes back to their yard, we go back to our yard. You start off, you're both gardening or weeding or, you know, moving a little pile of rocks in your yard. Mm-hmm. You start talking politics. You might not agree. At the end of it, you say, well, you know, I'm going to see you later on at school, right? Yep. And then later you see each other in carpool picking up the kids or whatever. We're missing that. Now we're all on Facebook, and not only are we not gardening, I guess our gardens are just looking like hell, but we're fighting well into the night. The comment sections are like fire, and the profanity usage is off the chain. So I'm not, hey, if you're a person who uses profanity, this is not me judging you. I'm just saying the discourse has changed. We're not saying, all right, we'll see you later after we get done discussing these things, and we got to get back to that because really, Houston is who we are.
That's right.
Houston is who we really are, what we're seeing down there. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of blame and finger pointing that's left to be done once the water recedes. But for now, I'm just basking in these moments.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you. It's it kind of validates us. You know, Houston does validate us in the midst of all this. We're gonna have to have you back because we didn't even get a chance to talk to them for the main reason I wanted to talk to you about, which is State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal. You say this has legs. I mean, her crazy comment. I mean, this is nuts. I just can't believe the Senate has not censured her. I mean, they kind of a little bit, but not really as much as she should in calling for the assassination of President Trump. Pretty crazy stuff.
It is. We'll see, Bill. You let me know when you want me to come back on because this story's not going away.
Yeah, well, hey, you're always welcome here. You know that. Stacey Washington, yes, co-chair of the Project 21 Black Leadership and a local radio host in St. Louis, Missouri. Her show, Stacey on the Right. Thank you, Stacey. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cashback bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cashback and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you know, it seems that what has happened in Charlottesville, it refuses to stay in Charlottesville, and it's still eking out over everything, even in the midst of all that we're dealing with in this country today. It's Confederate statues now, the headline says, but where does it stop? Well, some of President Trump's comments following the violence in Charlottesville drew criticism. He got one thing right when asked this of the statue topplers, where does it stop? This week it's Robert E. Lee. Notice that Stonewall Jackson is coming down. I wonder, Trump asked, is it George Washington next week? Is it Thomas Jefferson the week after that? Are there even some sportscasters named Robert Lee who are kicked out of the booth only because they have some sort of Confederate, just by name only association? It is absolute madness. And here to kind of help us reconcile this is Matt Philbin. Matt is a Media Research Center culture editor. Matt, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Matt, you know, this is absolute insanity, but this is what happens when the lunatic fringe is given place. It's just never ending. And this is where, you know, we the people got to step back, you know, step back and step up and say enough of this stuff. You know, if you're looking for perfection, last time I checked, I don't know anybody being perfect around here.
Nobody ever has been, man. No society has ever not had slavery.
Yeah.
There are societies that today still engage in slavery.
Mm-hmm.
This is far beyond whether, you know, these Confederate monuments come down. Frankly, you know, I wonder how many people ever thought of them, how many people ever noticed them sitting in their towns or you know, in cemeteries across the South.
Exactly.
But, you know, here's the interesting thing. It is not just the Confederate monuments, and there is already talk. There's already a sort of left-wing movement to go beyond that and to get at the Founding Fathers, to get at Jefferson and Washington and the others who owned slaves, and to suggest that we shouldn't be funding them, that we should tear those monuments down.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, the mainstream media, particularly ABC, CBS, and NBC, are not saying that. They're not telling people that. They're cheering on the Antifa crowd. They're cheering on when Confederate monuments are torn down or they're vandalized by the mob, but they're not telling us that that's not the last step.
No.
They have an interest in hiding the fact that there is a next step. Mm-hmm. The next step is the founding.
Yeah. Well, you've heard, you know, the response from whether it's Al Sharpton or other black leaders that are really feeding into this. They're saying it straight up. I mean, Sharpton says, look at let's get rid of the Jefferson Memorial. That thing should be destroyed. I mean, it should be destroyed. Are you kidding me? They're missing the whole point of history, and what they are meddling with is extremely dangerous. This kind of thinking, Zig Ziglar would call stinking thinking, because they're not carrying it to its end result. Right now, it seems, the thing to say, you know, the end thing to say and do all that. But nobody is saying, look at this is absolute insanity. And this is where people of character have got to step up and let their voices be heard. And I know there's been some response there, and it's been from the other end. And some people don't know what to do. You know, the white supremacists are, you know, they're defending the cause, going, well, wait a minute. You know, it's like, should they be the only ones defending the cause here?
Yeah, and you know, and frankly, I don't know. It's hard to say what the white supremacists want out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're a very small group. This has been very overhyped in an attempt to use it as a stick against the right and against President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
What needs to happen is that normal Americans need to wake up to this. And what's interesting is when they poll voters and normal Americans about this, 62%, I think, in one poll.
Yes, exactly.
Says, leave the statues. Why
right.
should we take them down?
Right.
Because, see, and here's the thing. If you explain to that 62%, or even, I think, if you told them that you could get that number up to 80% by simply saying, here's the deal. They're not going to stop there.
Yes.
They are going to go after Jefferson and Washington, and then they're going to go after Christopher Columbus. They're probably going to.
Yeah, they already have.
First.
Yeah. Yep, yeah, exactly. Well, Vice magazine went so far as to suggest we should blow up Mount Rushmore. This is how ridiculous this is. And it's become, like you say, it's not at this. It keeps on going. And of course, what are we doing here, you know, with our own history? You've got monuments there to remind you of certain, you know, times and lessons potentially that you could talk about. That's how it should be addressed, not an obliteration. I mean, you know, I watch him pull down statues. I think, oh, my God, is that Iraq? You know, what are we doing here? You know,
mm-hmm.
Pretty crazy.
And you know, you mentioned Vice. The writer who called for this in Vice said, and I quote, fact is, I'm not sure any American president is worthy of being etched into the side of a 60-foot mountain. Mm-hmm. I mean, every single one of them has at least been partially complicit in horrific atrocities.
Mm. Yeah,
that is a very dim view of United States history. And I think in the end, that's where these people are going.
Mm-hmm.
We do not deserve to celebrate our history. We do not deserve to have heroes. We can only have goats. We
yeah.
can only have racists and genocidal murderers because I don't know, because we were founded by white Europeans or something.
Right. Well, you know, this is all born out of the institutions that we have supported and paid for over the years. There's been an indoctrination of, you know, generations of young people that, you know, I mean, this kind of almost in a sense hate speech toward America has been allowed to run rampant on college institutions. I mean, to the point that, you know, there's no room for free speech anymore. It's like, if you don't agree with me, then we're going to put up a passionate force against you. And once again, passion is winning here. And as you say, it's a small group on both sides. Whether you're talking about white supremacists, you're talking Black Lives Matter, the Antifa group, it's not a lot of people. As one expert suggested, it's probably less than 20,000 people in total represent those groups, controlling 320 million people, million Americans, and the tail is shaking the dog big time here. And if we're not careful, we're going to lose something that is really important and vital to the future of this country.
Absolutely. And the reason the tail can shake the dog is because it has the media.
Mm-hmm.
It has a you know, apparatus in terms of the networks, in terms of CNN, and most of the quote mainstream media
mm-hmm.
is happy to further these narratives. It's
yeah.
happy to you know, send up scare signals about white supremacists and play down the violence that we just saw at Berkeley.
Yeah, exactly.
This weekend. And they play that down, and you only get one side of the story. And unfortunately, that's how so many, such a small number of radicals have so much clout these days.
Mm. Well, and CNN, as you say, has been orchestrating a lot of this, and they've been caught orchestrating it. So, you know, how much of their credibility remains here now as they're trying to sell? Their brand has been greatly compromised, no doubt about it. And that's just one simple case in point. Media Research Center cultural editor Matt Philbin has been with us. Matt, great job. Appreciate the insight. Good stuff, buddy.
Great talking with you. Thanks.
Always. You take care.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit SolarC.us to see EMP testing. That's SolarC.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Hey, that's our mission, and our commitment to you is to do everything we can to encourage you to enjoy your constitutional benefits. I mean, this is what it's all about, to be a citizen, and this is also is why we are the shining light on a hill, because we are the living encouragement to so many because of our Judeo-Christian beliefs and foundings. And I would say thank you for those of you that are committed to fight the good fight and not let it go easily. You know, I'm going to bring Bob Olszewski here on right now because, Bob, I want to get your comment on this. You know, we fight the good fight because of our beliefs. And look at historically what this country has done and the difference that we have made in people's lives, all because of Jesus Christ in our lives.
Boy, you know, our country is what it is because the gospel has been prominently lived, preached, believed. It's never been 100%, never been even close. But just the fact, I think we've been salt and light in a culture, and it's good. Yeah. Look at what's going on right now in the Houston,
In Texas,
Corpus Christi area. You know, obviously there are non-Christians helping out as well, but there are a lot of believers who have stepped up to give and people from other states that are traveling down there even right now to help out. Many, many, many come and hail from Christian organizations or Christian churches that are just sending their people down to help. And it's always been that way. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm grateful to them. We talked with Gary LeBlanc earlier this morning. He's with Mercy Chefs, what they're doing. They're serving thousands of meals there, Bob, with two of their, you know, food carts. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, you got professional chefs coming in and serving great meals to the first responders. And Gary said that they're going to start, serving food to the rest of the folk there that are in need of a good meal, a hot meal. I mean, you imagine what they're having to deal with is that a tropical storm now is just sitting overhead, just dropping tons of water. I mean, there, what was it, like 6 trillion gallons of water have been dropped? I mean, that is unfathomable.
I know. When you hear in some places it could hit 50 inches of rain.
Yeah.
I mean, if we stand
that's,
up.
That's what they, that's what they deal with in 1 year normally, Bob. I mean, they're in a couple of days. It's crazy.
Where does 50 inches hit us on our body? You know, most of us are probably somewhere around from the chest to our chin, you know, that kind of thing. That's, you have to think what 50 inches is, you know.
Yes.
And that's not just like in one isolated place. We're talking miles of 50 inches.
Yeah.
So anyways, God, please bless and please turn off the spigot and help the folks that are down there helping others. Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Be glorified, Lord. Hey, let's talk movies here. Bob Olszewski, of course, Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, media director of media, director of media and culture with Focus on the Family as well. A very obvious anemic weekend for the box office. Not a lot of dinero out there. I think people were probably maybe distracted by everything.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a big part of it. And just to give people an idea of what I'm talking about, we'll go back to the July 7th through the 9th time frame. $200 million total over the weekend at the box office. The weekend before that, June 30th through the 4th of July, was $226 million. But even the first two weekends in August were $110 million and $101 million. So people can kind of get the perspective. You know, if you take all the theaters all across the United States, total all the dollars, you know, you're usually looking at a bottom line of $100 million. Well, last weekend was $49
million.
Wow. So in other words,
less than half,
a quarter or a quarter of the $200 million that we were getting July 7th and July 4th weekends. So it was, like you said, it was very, very anemic. Obviously, one state can't change everything that drastically, but I have to think that that was a big part of it. A lot of people probably just had this, like, do I want to go celebrate at the movie theater when so many people are having it so rough? And I think a lot of, you know, there was just a lot of kind of like, no, I don't think so. And so it was one of those.
And that's a good, and that's a good point. I think that's the sentiment a lot of people are feeling right now. It's just that, is that how can we have a good time when our brothers and sisters down in Texas are being pulverized?
Yeah. Now, the problem with that theory, and I get it totally, is that there was a new faith-based film that came out over on Friday called All Saints.
All Saints, right.
And by the way, when I left on Friday, and I haven't checked it this morning, but there were eight secular movie critics that had put their opinion up, and all of them were positive. It was 100% of the eight secular movie critics said they liked the film, and I thought, wow, that's really, but whether they liked it or not, because it was an anemic weekend, All Saints came in a mere 16th, making $1.5 million. That was, you know, again, for our brothers and sisters' sake, I always like it when Christian films do very well, and I would have loved to have seen a $10 million take on a film like that. But maybe it'll be a slow-growing one, maybe down the road.
I think it will be, because, you know, keep in mind, we had less than 1,000 screenings of that, screens that were carrying the movie. So, you know, we got to put that into perspective as well. I mean, overall, I mean, as an average per screen of $1,800, boy, that puts them even just right behind Leap, which was also a new one that averaged about $1,900 per screen on, what, 2,575 theaters. Yeah, right.
2,600 theaters. Yeah, you're right. That's a good way to look at it. By the way, Parade magazine, which comes out in the, most of our Sunday papers around the United States, not yesterday, but the week before, had a little interview with about All Saints movie, and they took a asked John Corbett, and he said in this interview, quote, "One of the best decisions I've made in 30 years is saying yes to this movie," end of quote. And so, you know, he's been in a lot. He's done a lot. And he didn't go on to explain why it was one of the best decisions, but I was just reading the Parade magazine, in fact, yesterday, even though it was a week old, and I caught that, and I thought, I'm going to bring that in.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That was very, very interesting.
Yeah, we're hoping to get somebody from the movie as well this week because they're threatening to come on the show. I said, by all means, you're always welcome. You don't need to threaten.
Well, it's a true story for our listeners who don't know anything about it. Pastor Michael Spurlock moved to Smyrna, Tennessee a few years back, was there to close the church down, and a bunch of Burmese refugees showed up soon after. And he wondered if maybe turning his church into a farm was a better plan than closing down the church. But even though you think, well, that's going to be a happy ending, all the crops are going to do very well, but that's not the ending this film has. It takes a twist, and it's a reminder that sometimes God has a different plan, even when we come up with our best plan. And it's an interesting it's an interesting part of God's nature, I'll put it that way. And sometimes we think that he ties the bows up, or should, very neatly and tidily for all of us. And sometimes God's best for us is not exactly tying those bows. Sometimes he has a better bow for us. We just have to go through a rougher time to get there. And that's exactly what happens in the movie All Saints.
Okay, well, that's it. We'll put you right there, and, you know, we'll see at the box office on that one, that's for sure. I mentioned The Leap. Came in 3 was a brand new one.
Yeah, and again, as you said, 2,500, 2,600 screens across the country. A little animated film, little cute film. It's a, it's one of those dream your dreams, and because if you do and don't listen to the naysayers, you're on the right track. And that's a good thing for our kids to learn, you know, to not let naysayers define them. In this particular case, we have two orphans in a French orphanage who escape and jump on a train and head to Paris. They're one of them, actually deceitfully gets in ballet cap classes. The girl, her name is Felicity, where the boy wants to, is a budding inventor, and his dreams come around as well by the end. A little bit of bathroom humor, like that deception we might have to walk through with our kids and remind them, no, we don't lie to say we're going to be in some, you know, whatever. But other than that, it was a cute little film, and I was actually glad to see that it came in at number 3 because it was deserving. Certainly deserving more than the first and number 1 and number 2 at the box out. The Hitman Bodyguard that we talked about last week, I thought was a waste of time, and so many, many F-bombs. I don't even remember what the count is. Must be 150 or something like that. And Annabelle Creation, the horror film, albeit coming from a Judeo-Christian point of view, which I like, but still a horror film nonetheless. So in my opinion, the best film out of the top 3 was number 3, The New Leap, which came out.
What did you think about Birth of the Dragon, which was right behind the Mayweather-McGregor fight?
That was interesting.
Yes.
Birth of a Dragon was it didn't screen for the press. So I saw it on Friday. Actually, I had to go buy a ticket. And I had absolutely no hopes of really liking this film. And I came out, and although the critics have been unkind to it, it was an interesting film. It was kind of, and I'm sure they took some liberties, but it was Bruce Lee's big fight in the 60s that then set him up for a career in the 70s and whatever. And he died in 1973, so it was kind of his, from 1964, I believe, was this fight to 1973 to set him up as a kind of a superstar in the martial arts movement. It would kind of imagine what his life was like right at that point of time.
We got to put a wrap on it, Bob. We're out of time. Bob Waliszewski from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Robert.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
The answer to